morning to you from the sports team. Let's start with last night's action at the Kingsmead Stadium. The Joburg Super Kings notched a second straight Betway SA 20 win, cruising to a 6-wicket bonus point victory over the Durban Super Giants. Now, Pranil Subrayan and Richard Gleeson took 3 wickets apiece as DSG was skittled for just 86 before Riley Rousseau's 43 guided the Super Kings home with more than 12 overs to spare, lifting them to second on the SA 20 table. Matches to look out for today: Sunrisers Eastern Cape are at home and play hosts to Paarl Royals at 1 o'clock, while MI Cape Town are in Newlands today with Pretoria Capitals as their visitors. That one will get underway at 5:30. And then in some football in the AFCON first, Nigeria powered into the last 16 with a 3-1 win over Uganda, while Senegal thumped Benin 3-0. DR Congo also progressed after beating Botswana 3-0. And Tunisia booked their spot with a 1-1 draw against Tanzania. We'll know who we face in the Africa Cup of Nations the knockout stages after tonight's clashes, which sees Equatorial Guinea and Algeria lock horns at 6. At the same time, Sudan and Burkina Faso also in action. The late fixtures at 9 o'clock, Ivory Coast, Gabon, they lock horns there. Mozambique and Cameroon also in action. And then Arsenal will head into the new year top of the Premier League after thrashing Aston Villa 4-1 to move 5 points clear. Manager Mikel Arteta says it's been a fantastic 12 months for the club and he's hoping 2026 delivers even more.
In the personal level, professional level, the way these guys and the club and the staff made me enjoy my work every single day. And 2026, we know what we want. We're going to have to work really hard for it every single day, but I think we're in the right trajectory.
And then Cole Palmer was among the scorers for Chelsea, who drew 2-2 with Bournemouth. Wolves boss Rob Edwards says their 1-1 draw with Manchester United was a step in the right direction. They remain winless and 15 points adrift, safety. He's pleased to earn his first positive result since taking charge. And then finally, world number 2 Luke Humphreys eased through to the quarterfinals of the World Darts Championship with a 4-1 win over Kevin Dutz, and will face Gian Van Veen next. Gary Anderson got the better of long-standing rival Michael Van Gerwen, knocking out the third seed 4-1 to progress. He'll come up against Justin Hodge in the last 8 after he continued his impressive